It is just 1 year until medical assistance in dying, MAID, is once again dramatically expanded in Canada. Although Canada already has some of the fewest safeguards in place around MAID, it will be readily available to Canadians who suffer from mental illness on March 17, 2023, unless Parliament changes the law before that date. Parliament already expanded MAID beyond its original end-of-life focus. It now encompasses disability and chronic illness, even when death is not reasonably foreseeable. Adding mental illness to the scope of MAID means that it can be offered to a mother who struggles with depression, a grandfather who suffers from dementia, or a wide variety of other Canadians. Supporting those with mental illness means offering suicide prevention and supportive care for everyone. Offering MAID to those with mental illness asks us to support our loved ones in their wish to die rather than helping them to live well. Many Canadians have spoken about the need for increased and improved mental health supports, said Daniel Zechvold, policy analyst for ARPA Canada. The key question that arises when offering MAID for mental illness is whether we can effectively advocate for mental health supports for those suffering from mental illness while at the same time offering suicide as a legal option for the same people. The fact is that we can't. Doing so would wrongly normalize suicide as a solution to mental illness. Medical professionals have expressed concern about this expansion. It will influence the desire to die in those who are suffering, as they may feel that their mental illness is incurable and that their lives are without hope. Expanding MAID to those with mental illness is deeply concerning and will have tragic, if unintended, consequences. That's why ARPA Canada has launched the Care Not Kill campaign, calling on the federal government to repeal the expansion of MAID to those with mental illness. There is just 1 year left for them to do so. They must act now. Colin Postma, Federal Manager for Association for Reformed Political Action Canada.